This Warriors Sound Practice Report coming to you from the Toyota Center in Houston, Texas. The Warriors leading this opening round series over the Houston Rockets, 2-1. I'm Lawrence Scott, and after practice today in Houston on this Friday, Stephen Curry and Coach Kerr both addressed the media. Let's listen in to what Curry had to say after the practice session.
Yeah, we played, that's kind of normal practice protocol for guys coming back off an injury and guys that don't get a ton of minutes to come in and get a three-on-three work, so it was a good session. Played a couple games, got some rhythm, and got through it. So,
Chip, how do you view game four?
I have no idea.
How did you feel to pick up the pace and be a little more like a game-like situation in practice today?
I mean, it feels good. You always want to be back, you know, just playing and getting game reps or simulated reps is always fun. You hate, you know, nursing injuries or whatnot, so. Get some shots up, break a sweat, have a little competition. It was definitely fun, so hopefully I can ramp it up even more tomorrow.
Pretty
close.
How was your explosion and change of direction today?
Awful.
Really?
I don't have it much anyway, but it was just rusty. You just got to get the flow of like the mechanics and stuff. It just, you know, obviously it's only been 5 days, but when you miss that much time, not doing anything, it's tough.
So awful was actually a real answer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you feel that whenever you do get back in there that you will be a little bit rusty?
Hopefully tomorrow we'll play some 5-on-5 and whatnot, but that could kind of go either way. You see a guy like Paul George last year, he came back from a year off and had, couldn't miss his first time back on the floor, so. There's an example of that. I don't know how it'll play out. Obviously, if I'm playing, I'll be aggressive. I'll do exactly what I usually do when I'm out there on the floor, whether I make or miss shots. And I think we'll live with that as long as I'm on the court.
There had to be some extra smiles and excitement today at practice just having you back out there and going through some of that.
I mean, it's obviously good to have everybody on the floor. So, you know, the guys that were out there watching, they were talking smack and doing stuff like that. So. You know, we have good chemistry, and when everybody's involved, that definitely helps us out.
Steph, what was it like for you having to watch last night, especially in that fourth quarter from the locker room?
Anytime you miss a game, it's tough. And we fought hard to get back into the game. Obviously, it wasn't a very well-executed game on our part for the duration of the game, but our fight, it has, like it's been all year, allowed us an opportunity to win the game. So. You know, they went out and overcame a lot and one possession away from getting us a 3-0 lead. And that fight and competitiveness is what we need going forward throughout the playoffs. So if we're at full strength and continue to work on the details of things that we need to correct, I think we'll be in good shape.
Why did you send him back for
that? Huh?
Why did you send him back for that spot for
you? No, I didn't have a suit.
Were you expecting to play that much, and how much did you want to fight to get on the court yesterday? And everybody was saying they wanted to hold you out.
I mean, I expected to get on this trip to play, you know, yesterday and Sunday, based on how I felt kind of you know, going through stuff. It, obviously, when I got here on whatever I had practice that day, it didn't feel quite right, so. I felt like another 24 hours of healing and treatment would get me there. I was pretty confident I could have gone, but talking to the coach and Bob and you know, the athletic training staff and the doctors, there's still some healing that needed to be done. And it was their call. You know, if I would have got the green light, I would have definitely played and felt confident going out there. But hopefully that leads to even more confidence come Sunday.
Coach Kerr hitting a variety of topics as well, with game four coming on Sunday. Here's what he had to say after practice as well.
Steph looked good, played 3-on-3. Did a pretty good shooting workout afterwards and reported no pain. Seemed to be moving well, and so all that's good news, and we'll see how he responds tonight and tomorrow, and then hopefully tomorrow without any repercussions. We'll just put him through the full practice and get him another day of rhythm and see how it goes.
Are you going to scrimmage as a team tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah, we will.
If you decide he can play, is the hope that he can go a full game if he gets that clearance, or will you think about a minutes restriction?
I would talk to the training staff. I don't know if there would be a minutes restriction, but there might be one that we impose based on conditioning. So we'll see, but it actually helps that we've got a couple of days before the next game to give him 2 days of practice and rhythm, and so we'll see how he responds tomorrow, and then we'll figure everything out from there.
Do you expect him to be more forceful in his lobbying after missing 2 games?
I don't know that there will have to be any lobbying if he's fine.
Right.
And if he's lobbying, it would only be because he's not right. So we're hoping that everything goes smoothly and that he's able to go, and we don't have to have a debate about it.
And if he's cleared to come back, how confident are you that he can be as sharp as you and fans are used to seeing? How hard is that to come back?
It's a hard thing to do. 5 days between games, 6 days between games. You don't get that much during the regular season. Maybe the All-Star break, and that's about it. But that's why it's good to have 2 days. He got a really good workout in today. He'll get another one in tomorrow, and I think he'll probably find his rhythm pretty quickly, assuming there are no setbacks with the ankle.
How encouraging was it to see him go with no pain today?
It was encouraging to see him go with no pain today.
Were you expecting that?
I don't know how to answer that. We're quite pleased that he did not have pain today.
He seemed to think he missed too many shots, so did he miss 3 or 4 today?
What was our game? One was Saturday. Today is Thursday.
Friday.
It's the NBA. We don't know what day it is. That's a long time to go between games. So the 3-on-3 was really his first time to really get back into it, and it did take him a little time to get the shot warmed up, and but he got it rolling, and he looked good.
Was the biggest thing for him just cutting and back laterally, that kind of stuff for him, or?
You can ask him.
Okay.
See, what message did you want to send to the team today? Come on.
We didn't do a film session. We didn't have a big team meeting. We'll do all that stuff tomorrow. Today was more about the guys who need work will get work. Guys who needed rehab got rehab, and we'll address the game three. We'll address that tomorrow. Watch some film and talk about what we need to do better.
Steve, curious about the rotations yesterday down the stretch. It kind of felt like committing to playing so many people all season long paid off, even though you didn't win, but paid off with a lot of guys stepping up. Ian Clark.
Ian was great. Mo was great. Sean Livingston's been fantastic. I think part of the objective when you're playing the regular season is to give guys as much time as you can up and down the roster, because you never know how things are going to work out. Obviously, we didn't know that Steph would get injured in game one, but because he did, Ian's getting his chance, and he's proven during the regular season that he's capable of playing well at a high level, and so we didn't have any problems putting him into the game. We had a lot of confidence, and so did he. So it was a great showing by him. And when you lose your point guard and the MVP, it doesn't just change that position. It changes the entire equation. And so we had to search for combinations last night, and Ian was a big part of us getting back into that game.
So it was less about, or even not at all about Harrison Barnes. Why he wasn't in there, or Leandro Barbosa?
It's usually just who's going well, and whoever goes well, you stick with them. If you find a group that's playing well, you stick with them. And it's never personal.
Yeah.
It's never, there's never an agenda. It's just, let's just win the damn game.
Steve, what do you think about the way Clay has played without Steph? Obviously, game two, he got to the line like 16 times. Last night, I think he scored 17, but he also was 0-for-7 from three.
He didn't shoot it well last night, but I thought his game was really good. He moved well without the ball. He opened up driving and passing lanes for other people by back cutting. He was moving really, really well. And, you know, keep in mind, he also has to guard James Harden quite a bit. I'm not worried about the shot. The shot will always come around for Clay or Steph or, you know, guys like that who are brilliant shooters. So I was impressed with Clay's performance. I thought he did a really good job. Some nights the shot just doesn't go in.
Was he getting his shots normally? Yes, did they play him maybe?
Ariza's all over him. Ariza's doing a good job. You know, his one role, his one job really defensively is just to drape himself all over Clay and make everything difficult.
How much easier is it for Ariza to do that with Steph not on the court?
Well, everything becomes easier with Steph on the court. The game expands. You know, the amount of court that the defense has to guard increases, and so the spacing becomes easier, and everybody has more room to drive. So hopefully we'll get Steph back, and that'll free up some shots for Clay and others. But I'm really pleased with Clay's effort and what he's doing at both ends. And if he keeps doing that, he'll be fine.
Steve, you guys have gone an entire season without losing two in a row. What is it about this team that allows you to bounce back from a loss, particularly a significant playoff loss?
Well, our guys are competitive, they generally get angry when they lose. And I think that'll be the feeling come Sunday. And, you know, obviously most teams get angry, but our guys have done a good job of responding with their heads as well as their hearts. You know, we did a lot of things out of character last night. We made a lot of mental mistakes. And most of the regular season, when we had a bad game like that, we cleaned up a lot of those mental mistakes. So hopefully that's the case on Sunday.
Was the final shot by Harden one of those mental mistakes, or how did you feel about the defense? Obviously no timeout on that.
No, there was no mental mistake on that. I mean, it's easy to say maybe we could run somebody at him. I thought Andre did a great job of staying in front of him, and, you know, Harden made a great move. They didn't have non-shooters on the floor. And without a timeout and Harden coming full speed, it's pretty tough just to randomly run another guy at him. I was perfectly happy with the defense on that last sequence.
Are you happy with the way you defended him overall? He's gotten his points, but it seems like he's taking a lot of shots too.
Yeah, we've made mistakes. We're going to make some mistakes on him. We reached again last night several times, which we can't do. We've proven that we can avoid that. We avoided reaching the entire game one, but we reached again last night, and that was a problem. So we can get better. Not only with the reaching, but with our coverages. So we'll look at that on film and try to get better.
Steve, Draymond was pretty hard on himself last night. Is something like that, do you feel a need to even address it with him, or what do you expect from him in game four?
Oh, Draymond will be fine. I mean, he always takes the blame if he doesn't play well. I admire that about him. It'll be good to have a good practice tomorrow where we can actually talk about some of the mistakes that we made as a group. And, Draymond is a guy who thinks the game. He's really a smart player, and he'll see some of the mistakes that he made. We'll watch the film. You know, he had one turnover combined the first two games. He had seven last night, and he knows that a lot of them, most of them were unforced. He knows that. We'll watch those on film. He'll see it, and he knows where he has to get better, and I know he will.
Do you think he was exaggerating a bit when he said, "We lost because of me"?
Yeah, probably. I know that that's not the truth. We didn't lose because of Draymond. We're not even in the game without Draymond and everything that he does for us in terms of his defense and ball handling. And but he had an off night for him. And like I said, I admire the fact that he took ownership for the loss, but I don't believe that to be the case. It's a team effort in every respect.
Is Mo in a really special place right now, or is this...
I think he's just right over there.
Sorry. Or is this just, you know, just Mo? You know him.
Now, Mo's Mo. It's the reason he's called Mo Buckets. The guy just gets buckets. Just happened he played 20 minutes instead of, 10 last night. And but he's a great shooter. He's instant offense, and he's been fantastic so far in the series.
So now that we've heard from both Steph and Coach Kerr, I want to bring in an interview from last night's Game 3. In the post-game, R.C. Davis talking with Calvin Murphy. He's one of their TV studio analysts and a Rockets legend with his number retired here at the Toyota Center. And what was his take on Game 3, R.C.?
He felt the Rockets were pretty lucky to have pulled this game out, and he broke down what the Warriors did well, what the Rockets did well, and what to expect in Game 4 from both teams. How do you think this game materialized? Rockets were up big, momentum was going, and then what happened?
Well, you know, you got to understand, the Rockets are playing the world's champions. They have been in this situation 1,000 times, so it was all about composure. They never rattled. They did what they had to do. Rockets were up 17 points. I never felt comfortable with that lead, with the fact that they have been in this situation. And the Rockets, of course, you know, had one of those kind of seasons where they wait to self-destruct because they stopped being aggressive. So, but here's the man, Dwight Howard and Demo. No, I'm going to tell it. They're the reasons the Rockets won this game tonight. You can talk about Harden's last point shot or whatever, but this is the first time I've seen the Rockets get their bigs involved early, which, of course, got Golden State into foul trouble. Now their rotation had to be changed. And that's a major factor. You know, when you look at, and of course, you know, Golden State went through a lull where they didn't put the ball in the basket. Well, of course, if Steph is in there, that situation is resolved. But the Rockets came up with some key plays down the stretch and then turned around and tried to give it back with someone couldn't get the ball in bounds twice. And the last play where Livingston almost had a fingernail on it, right, that would have been the winning layup.
Like Gerald Henderson in Boston.
Exactly. So those are the kind of things that kept us on edge. Good competitive game. And both teams fought hard. I hope the Rockets can win another one on Sunday, but they got to be smarter in order to beat this Golden State team. I'm a big Golden State fan. I love the Rockets, but I'm a Golden State fan because they play basketball the correct way. Even though Steph is your star and you got Klay that is next in line, you never know who's going to be the star of the game because they understand how to play and how to win. And of course, you know, when you got a coaching staff like they have. Sound like I'm their agent, huh?
Steph or no Steph, what do you expect from both teams in Game 4?
Well, I expect Golden State to come out a little more aggressive early on Sunday. You know, they don't want to go home tied because that means they got to come back. I expect the Rockets to be a little more physical. You know, they complained about the first two games, and rightfully so. But nevertheless, I think I expect to see them a little more physical like they did today. I hope that they understand what realistically won this game and they keep the bigs involved. You know, James Harden is going to get his.
He set the tone early by getting guys involved.
Well, and that's when the Rockets are good.
Exactly.
That's when the Rockets are really good because we know James can score in bunches. But if you score in bunches and you're down 30, what good is it? So, you know, but I expect to see another well-contested game. Realistically, are the Rockets going to win 2 against Golden State? It's going to be tough for them to do that.
And again, Game 4 is on Sunday afternoon here in Houston, and then there will be a Game 5 at Oracle Arena on Wednesday night with this Warriors Sound Practice Report from Houston. I'm Lawrence Scott.